Om Shanti. Many of us are here for second meeting of Baba, and some of you have come for first meeting on 20th. And I know that for us, our journey with Baba begins in the month of October. And we know that Baba is coming, Baba is coming, and we will have many Murlis, and now we also know that this one will be the last one for the season. And we had been listening to all the Murlis. We are very fortunate in the foreign land, that transmission system. And also in the end, some of you must be watching, they have 20 minutes to half an hour video also, most of the time, so you are able to see. I remember we were seeing flag hoisting and cake cutting ceremony on Shiv Jayanti, all that we were able to see. So that's our fortune. And I know that some of the homework is when Baba is with us for these months, and there is more when we know that we will return until month of October again, so it's like 6 months. And naturally each one of us personally and also collectively for the family, it's like getting more focused on what efforts I will be making. It's both ways, like when we are about to return, the possibility of similar whatever situations were in existence before you left, whether it's your center or wherever you are. And in some, that those thoughts start coming and saying, no, I'm returning there and I'm not sure if situations will immediately change, but I want to see how much I have changed and how I am going to respond and what kind of interaction I will have when I return. So naturally, different kinds of reflections and churning begin when it's time to return. Yeah, is it happening for all of you? At least for me, I am counting like 1, 2, 3, few days left. No? Because when I came, I knew I had about 5 weeks, and the way in Madhuban the time passes is so fast that whether you are here for 2 weeks or 1 month, or big family, lot of activities, celebrations, and you know, so many different things happen here. And when it's the time to return, you know, every morning I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, it's like now time to go back. I was telling Meeraben when she asked me that what would I like to share, I said I would like with the family to reflect together on seeing that what will be our focus for this year. I don't know if some of you are aware or not yet, because we haven't really sent Murli notice, but one of our thought was when we met in our RCO's meeting in month of January in London, that the foundation of Brahmin life actually are our principles. And then principles, we have four main principles, and those principles are shown like the main foundation of the pillar. It's like when we sit on the chair, if it's three-legged chair, you have to balance much more, but when you are comfortable like this, then you are more stable. But then there are many, many maryadas, and it's so important for us, if we really want that power and the feelings of security within Brahmin family, because insecurity is such a common thing in the world outside, and I feel that we Brahmins should, that if we really, really observe maryadas properly, then internally we will feel very secure. And within Brahmin family also, that sense of security will come. But it did happen that adopting to new situations and new services, maybe at some places, or some of us might have made some concessions to our own selves that what's wrong in doing this, what's wrong in doing this, little things, not the main principles. But actually, I was remembering that during partition time, Brahma Baba, you know, and also time to time, Brahma Baba always used to remind all the children, the family, that how important it is for our protection of all different kinds to have really, really collectively in a family our maryadas in a very, very proper way. And then thirdly, one is principle, other is maryadas. Third is also our internal efforts. There shouldn't be any slackness in that. Because sometimes it does happen that we get a bit slow into our inner journey and inner efforts. And that's also, at this time, I don't think it's really taking risk to slow down. Because as soon as there is slackness or we slow down, some kind of, in some way or other, the bondages of karmas or some form of maya, because maya also circles around and looks at us and say, this one is not doing very well with God, so maybe I should attempt and see that if this soul wants to come back to me, because she hasn't given up yet on us. Until and she will try. And that is why Australia has publishing house has created this game of snake and ladder. And the biggest snake is on 98. And that snake brings you at 2. But he is very merciful, or the team who has created, because you don't come at 2. There are little things where you can get stuck and don't come down that much. I thought that was very good, because I know in other snake and ladder it's like such a big thing. If you don't get one when you are playing, and then you come down all the way. And I know that that shouldn't be possible. It shouldn't happen. But also, there is possibility. So we thought that for this year, if we really keep aim, that if we pay attention to these maryadas and principles, because we thought that one is that when the new students come and we talk about principles, we talk about maryadas, but it's in a very light way in the beginning, at least for a while, because we think they're not able to accept it. And then when they become 3 months old or little more, then it's become so difficult to tell them. Only thing they could learn, lot of things we learned, at least I remember I learned, was when I came in Yajna, and everything was done in such a way with total maryada, purity, that it was very easy to learn. That means if we as nivasis or those who are instruments for service, if we are following properly, then you won't have to say much, It's like it will naturally happen that they will look at us. And I liked the example which Dari Janki was using, that your life should be your dharana, and your life should be such, it should work as a mirror, so that when someone looks at you, immediately feels, oh, this is what I should be doing, this is what I should be doing. You don't have to tell, because now is not the time that you keep telling, but rather realizations come in them, and they themselves say, oh, I really need to make this kind of efforts. Like somebody looks in the mirror, and as soon as looks in the mirror and immediately say, oh, start setting hair or whatever, needs to be orderly. And it's very spontaneous, it's very natural. And that person is doing it without being told. So if one's own life becomes that which reflects and help others also. Or I feel that these days what everyone requires is inspiration. Even if you tell, if there is no inspiration, there is no strength, it's not going to work. It will be good to have information, so we should also speak about it. But also our life should be such at this time that we are able to inspire. So one area which we will be paying attention for 6 months, as I said, individually and within the Brahmin family, and then of course those who are joining us now, the new members of the family, if we all can really hold on to our principles, maryadas, and in a proper way in our efforts also. I think this way, some of the things I find that, you know, like very simple things on food, you know, I know that, and most of you must have this experience, that how particular we were, there was a time, you know, when we cooked and how we offered and gave drishti and then we ate in remembrance of Baba. And these days sometimes, you know, there is little bit lightness and then we eat and then others look at that. So that kind of, I call it more in a very authentic, traditional ways of yajna. As much we can bring that into the centers all over the world, I feel that there will be big change. We don't have to adopt to what's the social or what people expect from us, but they have to adopt us, whatever we say. Because I remember many times I visited, but once I was in Spain and they invited me, some Buddhist monk was there in a conference to visit their temple, and there were so many double foreigners and everyone was so happy to take off shoes, like they really wanted to be doing what the way the respect towards that place is, and nobody was telling them, they were naturally doing it and they were very happy. And you must have seen, especially some of the places which are very, especially Buddhist places, they adopt, Westerners adopt to that and they enjoy it so much. And also that the souls which emerged 25 years, 30 years ago, I know many from Australia, many from some countries, they come to me and they say, our days were different. I say, what you mean your days? So they meant that when they came in a setting which was very much yajna setting, very much traditional setting. So they felt that now it's like we, in a way it's good to be open, but open doesn't mean that we kind of, you know, not do things properly. So that is one thing. And secondly, there are two things within that area. I think Dadi Janki was meeting the regional, our region, and it was just really meeting, but some or other the questions were there. And the theme was taken up of how much internally, deeply one should go on a regular basis. And that also, you don't have to go deep within yourself, but you have to go deep into Baba as ocean. And this concept of ocean is a beautiful concept which we always related. But just taking, you know, I dive into ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of happiness, this whole thing of, and when you are there, when you are in the ocean of peace, at that time, not your only experience, but then deeply within your recognition of Baba, your closeness to Baba, it's like even your reflections, it's a beautiful experience. And I was remembering that that's how in the beginning, when we had to meditate, we always thought of Baba as ocean. So when you say ocean, it's very easy to just in the mind, Baba is ocean of love. So I have to really go deep within, and then the experience of truth, the experience of self-respect, the experience of just how close I am to Baba. I'm so near to Baba now. You know, like very beautiful feelings will emerge by going into this deeply, just being in ocean. One aspect which I am taking a lot for myself was, that we generally say we are very busy and we don't have much time during day, and we get into actions. But with Brahma Baba, one beautiful thing was that he was amongst people, I mean amongst family, but he was alone, you know, like you could just see that he was sitting with us in our conversations, answering us, have conversation with us, but his stage, we could just feel that he hasn't, like he is still remembering Baba. He is still just in very deep introverted, and that never happened. Even he laughed, you know, Baba was very humorous, and jokes and sharing jokes and doing some funny kinds of things, was also very much into the activity. But it's like internally that remembrance of Baba was very natural. So solitude, or be in that, even when you are with the family or with or at work or anywhere, but if there is this nature to hold to this really remembrance of Baba internally all the time, because if we don't do now, when we will do? Because it's, the time is very close. So this whole attention on solitude in action, solitude while with people, that was something I thought is very good to practice that. And then you see that, you know, you are listening in a meeting or you are interacting in a meeting, and but also if there is deep within remembrance of Baba, it will be something very different. So then we don't have this, I don't have time, this complaint won't be there, or sometimes also excuse. But this nature of staying above everything. And I think one of the reason, and I was thinking today that Baba said word Rama so many times. Children, nothing new. It had happened before. It happens every cycle. It's very beneficial. Every time for drama, it's not like some we say drama is fixed. It's very hard to say drama is fixed. Then we say drama will repeat. But what I used to notice that Brahma Baba said about drama in many different expressions. And they were very gentle, and they were very soothing, and they were my, it's like giving strength. A situation happened, and we all are, oh, this happened. And naturally there will be a little bit turmoil there or whatever. Nothing new, child, this happened before. Now this was coming really from that deep awareness, not like we just say, it's fixed in drama anyway. Sometimes it hurts also other people when, you know, the way we use drama is sometimes very hard. So today I was thinking that Baba, like remembrance of Baba is sweet. In the same way your alignment with drama, because drama is time, drama is our part, drama is also our story of 84 births. You know, drama is very, very important. Sometimes Baba will say, it did happen before. Now this is while applying. And when you are applying in this way, when you will explain to others, but if you giving course to someone and say, this is the cycle, 5,000 years, repeat identically, and this soul says, again, I have to go through what I am going. You know, like negativity emerges more than appreciation, because we are not explaining, you know, different ways. Like one of the things Baba will say, child, why you have to worry? Why you have to think too much? Whatever happened will happen. That means he used the portion of every aspect appropriate to the situation. And that was something very beautiful. So today I was really thinking that all of us, as much we can use drama, it will be very easy not to waste our thoughts, not to waste our time. It's not we keep saying drama and we're still thinking. It didn't work, that means. But once you apply drama, you should be able to be carefree. You should be able to be in remembrance of Baba. After saying drama, if you are not able to be in remembrance of Baba, that means you didn't apply drama appropriately. So this nature of wherever we are, but internally maintaining awareness, either soul consciousness or remembrance of Baba, has to be combined with applying different aspects of drama. And as much we will apply different aspects of drama, the love which emerges towards everyone. It's not when you apply drama like, but you don't feel any love. But it will be like within few seconds, soul will be very lovely. Because it had to happen. This is the soul's part. You know, so appreciation will come and you become very, very lovely. So any point of knowledge when applied properly brings power and makes you light. And if it doesn't bring power and make you light, that means your understanding and applying that point hasn't been in a proper way. Otherwise, it should be, isn't it? Because knowledge is light, knowledge is power. So as soon as I'm applying it, what I should feel? Very powerful. What I should feel? Very, very light. But I'm saying it, I'm repeating it, but I'm not experiencing that power. That doesn't work. So one of the things we all have to be, recently Baba said in the Murli also about it, being introverted. It's only when you are introverted, you go into solitude. And this solitude I'm talking of, not 2 hours of Amrit Vela or meditation, you know, that's another thing. But this is like, you know, while playing our part during day, I think if we can pay attention, more attention to that, can also be, I feel something new, something different for this year. And secondly is that notice and then transfer. In Baba uses word check, but I always say you notice that there are certain traits of the sanskars. And what I call these days is to change the habit. And habit is not just action, but habit is also the way you think. You are habitual to think in a particular way. And you have to change it. Unless we change our habits. One is internal efforts which we should do. But one is also externally. Let's say when you speak, when you say something, there should be thought, the next time when I say this, I should be more positive. When I say this, there should be some more pure expression in that. You know, like transformation. One is noticing habits, like some are really strong habits, reacting in a particular way. Okay, it has happened, but immediately there should be realization, the next time, no, shouldn't be reacting like this, I should be responding in a very proper way. You know, so change which you're noticing from your external behavior pattern. So whether it's thoughts, words or actions. In other words, that's your improvement. And that's also progress. And if we really touch on both levels, our efforts, internal level and also external level. I'm calling this external more in the sense of, because the way you express, so you come to know. It's like how internally you can just check how subtly things can get very adulterated, very mixed. Very subtly. So that we take care of, but also to externally, or even for that presentation of knowledge. It's not question of, you know, we use different proverbs or things like examples. But even as much my own understanding, realization and experiences are growing, The explanation of knowledge should also come based on that. So constant progress, constant improvement. So you yourself feel that I was so different this time when I had to respond to this situation. I was so different then. Like one of the things which is very latest is that whenever there is a situation, so I was thinking there are three ways to look at situation. One is it has come and it will go. Secondly, it has come to test my abilities, that how do I take care of that situation. But that also is an ability within you, that when you are taking care of that situation or sorting out or, you know, whatever you have to deal with that situation, were you able to use your powers? Were you able to use your virtues or not? And thirdly, there are certain situations which are beyond, they don't go easily. They are beyond your capacity. You find you can't deal with it. Then you leave it on Baba and say, I just do what I have to do. I have to keep busy. I have to just keep going on. And you give it to Baba. So I was thinking that these three ways could be very good. You know, one of the attitude is it has come, it must go. So I shouldn't really focus on it. And there are many things, they just come. And we know that they come and they leave. Secondly, there are situations which I will need to sort out. They have come in front of me to look at my spiritual and administrative skills. Because there will be certain things which Baba and Rama, Baba also looks at us and Rama brings in front of us just to see how I am managing with it, how I am taking care of it. And that's where you are, as I said, your powers, your dharana, powers and virtues, they come. And then you come to know, oh, I could have had more, little more patience. Like someone was shared that how somebody came and hadn't done something right, and so this sister was talking to that soul, and after she finished talking and she said, oh, I could have been a little more loveful maybe. And she said she called that person back and said, oh, can I talk again? And then she was more loveful and she found it got resolved very easily. You know, so that means this is a very practical thing. There will be always certain situations where you will require to use your powers and virtues. And thirdly, there are some situations you just say drama and Baba. Because it's, you don't need to really deal with it. You don't have to. You just say Baba and drama. Because it's just happened where you are not involved, but then there is that situation. And as much you say Baba and drama, then you see that how that situation is taken care of. So this way, constantly, this year there should be habit of both ways, taking care of inner dimension and also seeing how my dharana or relationship with Baba works. So these are two things I thought, at least for myself, to focus a lot on how to stay in that remembrance, practice with ocean and different kinds of all experiences, and constantly pay attention also to my behavior pattern, characteristic interaction, and constantly keep aim to have that self-progress. Because this way what we're doing actually, what Baba called as burning the sanskars or, you know, finishing the old sanskar. But this is like a very beautiful way, giving something to the soul and taking away something, you know. Because you are giving first by internal efforts. Like this morning, my experience this morning was so intense with this supersensitive joy. That whole day I just, you know, my body was like I'm doing things, but it's so different feeling. And I said that if one stays in that supersensitive joy, then there is no effort like restricting yourself or checking yourself, because you are naturally beyond the awareness of your sense organs and you are doing actions, but you are doing in a very beautiful energy. That means giving yourself such beautiful experiences. And based on that, then keep also removing whatever you notice, bring transformation there. But otherwise we don't give to the self. Self doesn't receive that much. We only keep checking, we only keep trying to transform. But if we do on both ways, I think there will be a lot of attainments and contentment, because you will see how you are progressing very well. And I thought that in the similar way, we bring whatever efforts we will make to nurture the family. Because immediate service for each Brahmin is how to be within family, how to nurture family. Because we don't want that, you know, because family needs very rich sustenance. So always constantly thinking how to sustain the family. And there are two things. One is when we nurture family through spiritualities, discussions, conversations, yoga bhatis, but there are some, they feel nurturing also, closeness they think is more by social activities, you know. I know that whenever we meditate in open space, there's always beautiful experience. You must have seen, wherever we sat in open space, whether it was near Shantivan, that garden we went, or to Peace Park, or Tower of Peace, once there is open space, you sit and meditate, some or other is the freshness or vastness or whatever, but there is always beautiful experience. So it's good once in a while to plan that if it's possible. But not necessarily too many entertaining, too many, you know, like sometimes it goes little more in balance. But as much we spiritually nurture the family, if we are not able to nurture the family, then when you are doing service, because family is not nurtured, and when the souls come, it's not only you who are going to serve. You serve first, whether IP, but then IP will come to center, no? Whenever, and will meet the family. But if family is not nurtured, then he is not going to experience anything. And then even if you try to, you know, make that kind of service, it doesn't happen. So it's very connected, nurturing family, including maintaining a very powerful atmosphere at center. Powerful in the sense of presence of Baba, our traffic control. One of the, I liked very much one thing was in Shantivan, every hour there was for 1 minute, 3 minutes a lot, you know, to stop every hour. Every hour this song played. At least for me it was fascinating, and I thought this should be introduced on to retreat places and residential centers, and you know, where sisters are working, nobody is there, it's different, but if Nivasis are there, this, what it will happen is like everyone will start experiencing that. So to maintain the powerful atmosphere of the center is also very important. So that when we serve or contact souls come to the center, we know that we are very good in serving tolis and Brahma Bhojan and decorations and things like that. I mean, they enjoy it, they like it. But if the soul can every time come and go back with some more spiritual experience, so that soul can return with that. And then when the family is being nurtured, it becomes very easy to make any plans. If family is not nurtured, you make a plan, other one doesn't want this, one doesn't want this. And there is, you know, I remember Dadiji always used to tell us that if there is a thought and if whole family accepts, that's how Dadiji tests her thoughts. Like she will share and she would want to see, like how, with lot of enthusiasm, that thought has been accepted and she knows it's done. But if some make faces and no, not like this, you know, so nurturing family to an extent where there is a level within the family that when the service plan, there is, we talk about it, then everyone is enthusiastic and everyone is very cooperative, And that is where we say lifting of the mountain, like something which was very big, but because everyone was enthusiastic, extended finger of cooperation, it went on very, very smoothly. So whether otherwise, you know, I do get news, some always say, oh no, we have to just nurture the family, or we have, you know, they never think of unlimited service. They just keep busy whole year, just with 10, 20, most of the things are going on. I think why? Because they are not yet ready. But I feel that it should happen if family is together, always bring some unlimited plan, in the sense of that the message should reach to more people. It's not very small, you know, sometimes we do very small programs. I was thinking for this year, if you keep aim that we want to do bigger programs, you might think that maybe, you know, we do not have enough help or maybe any other resources. But whenever you think and plan a program, first time it might be a little bit difficult, but second time you will see how people are enthusiastic. Like for me, I told them last year that every program should have minimum 300 to 500. And I thought this year should be 500 to 1000. I was surprised that one program I said, oh, they said, you're coming, we will plan. I said, minimum 300. And there were 450 people. And now they are so happy, they say, how many next hall should be, how big next should be next hall. That means we should keep extending. But like some places they have done big programs, they gone back to small because family is not nurtured. So some get tired and some say, what was the result? Why are we doing all this? We don't have this. You know, like they get caught into very little things, you know, but not with trust and faith and determination. And that's what Baba wants, we should do it. And because Baba wants it, it's going to happen definitely. You know, that kind of... And that is why I thought even for this year, one thing we all will need to maintain a lot is courage. Courage will be needed. And for whether... for your own personal self, for situation, circumstances, and I feel also for service. And Baba had said that those who keep courage, Baba is definitely going to help. But come out little bit into unlimited. You know, if you haven't experienced it. And then you see how things work. You know, how they are taken care of. And when I tested this thing, then I found before the program ends, someone always comes and tells me, I want to host second program. In the second program, I will do all this. In second program, I will do this. And when we did second, then the third offer came. You know, so that's what my experience is, that then you don't have to do. You will have to do first. And second, they will do it. I remember one of the retreat in Peace Village was on, they wanted, some souls thought, we should serve leaders. All kinds of leaders in different fields. I said, let's do it. And we didn't know much, you know, what to do, how, but... So there was very little response, and there were 12. So we said, let's have 6 Brahmins, so 18 of us sat. And you will be surprised that everyone was so happy in that retreat. They went and they talked to people, and those people became core team for next year's retreat. And we had 55. Word just passed because they said it's so enjoying, so rich, so nurturing. 55, very top, good quality, very educated, not leaders in the sense of positions. Positions also, but basically in corporations. And this year we're having first weekend, that's always first weekend of April. And now we don't have to do anything. They have a very nice core team. Anyone who is speaker becomes part of the core team. The design whole thing, and this year I expect, they're saying it's between 75 to 100. So whether it's public program or for even IPs, just start 3, 5, 7, 8, doesn't matter. You know, I know that when we wanted to start health activities, I have one sister, she's a medical doctor, and she always had this desire, but I said, start. Have get together, have tea, coffee, some snacks, invite 8 doctors. 5 might come, 5 of you sit together. Once in Washington, when we were new, they did this program, lot of publicity, lot of this. So we were 3 speakers and 2 more came. Yeah? So we were 5. And I am a person, I don't make situations. I immediately say, oh, that's wonderful. Let's sit together and have a chat. So I just put the chairs like a small circle as program was meant for us. You know, and I said, oh, that's very good. Now we can chat, churn on topic. By the time, let's see if public comes or not. And of course, public didn't come and we all were, you know, happy. And out of that, 2 Brahmins were created. Out of 5, and 2 then started doing service. And now they can gather a few 100 people, it doesn't take time. So whether it's your health area, education, any area, if you haven't really, or even program for women, our program for women are so overfull all the time, we always have to say no to people. Very, very full, you know. But anything, as I said, could start with 5, 10, 20, but sustain it. And I know that some countries do all these different programs, but some they say, we don't know how to start. You can start with very small. So IP service means contact soul service, service for leaders, service for masses. I think if we combine, so self-service, then nurturing the family, always thinking how to keep family together, and from there bringing contacts to experience powerful atmosphere there, and then also going to the grassroots people and say how maximum numbers can be served in whatever different way. At least in my intellect, I'm really with this thought that this year we should just see in what way everyone in the world can get message. Is it media or individual, or, you know, how it will happen, I don't know, but I think we should really go with this determined thought. Is next year is not going to be better year in the sense of situations or resources. It's getting less and less. So why not do it? Do it this year. And we should never only think about our capacities. But it's Baba's task, no? Isn't it? Is it my capacity or is it Baba's task? If Baba wants me to do something, why should I always measure my capacity, our resources? Baba wants us to do. And this is where the souls who are waiting to create their fortune. When Shantivan was starting, Dadiji asked Baba that, how will it happen? Baba said, there are many, many souls who haven't yet created fortune. They are waiting for you to do something so that they can create fortune. And if you look at Shantivan now, but if you always keep thinking, no, this is beyond myself, this is... So then we keep limiting. We have to do it, and then see how, in a natural way, expansion also brings that cooperation and help, and many, many people, as I said, I feel they are waiting to create their fortune, but our thoughts are also very limited. So this way, combining the self-efforts, not saying, oh, I was very busy, so I couldn't do for myself, or I'm only doing for, somebody said, we only do for ourselves. He said, unless we give. So you have to combine, as much you start combining, and you start seeing that how important it is to have this. Balance doesn't mean to sit and create a balance. Balance really means to keep go. You have to keep going. That's really the balance. Some might could just say, now we are balancing, so we, for 2 weeks, we are only doing yoga bhattis. But how will you, when? No, we have to keep doing both things all the time, I find. You know, so this way, round the year, it's not even a year, we just get 6 months generally. until month of October. So one small suggestion always is that when we return, generally we revise all the Vyakt Moolis again, so that we have more review of the points. And so every time, like all the Moolis review, so that we can, when we come back, we can tell Baba, whatever you talked to us, whatever you said, we did experiment, we did practice. So when you come, you really feel that, and also thankful to Baba, that how much tirelessly He serves us, and how sincerely and honestly we took on this message, and then we were able to apply it and do it. So this is how I feel. There are a lot of details, different aspects, but this is how, within the being, inner and external, and also same as service, family, context, souls and world in general. I think we have to keep that in mind. So.